course destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, here we go. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm Timmy Hall. We got a nice duo of dudes back there. We've got Caleb Blake, who you heard on the update desk producing the show tonight, and one of our newbies, Jacob Reimer, Rhyme Time. So it's good to see you, fellas. Now, we got a lot to get into as this whole week, I feel, is going to be the official send-off. We kind of like, you know, if this were Game of Thrones and we had like a dead body and we're going to float it out to the middle of the lake and then shoot it with arrows and watch it like burst into flames. Well, it's like a ceremony this week where we are pushing off. We are leaving one season. We are going into another one. Spring football. It's a mile marker. We've got the NFL draft that's coming up next week. I want to talk about the NFL draft a little bit in the next segment tonight. We will do that. And big things coming. We're going to have a special Buckeye show next Thursday for the first round. We're going to do our thing and wish the very best for Marvin Harrison Jr. It's been weird, right? Because he's been this silent guy. He's been this hidden guy, almost this mythical figure. We know how good he is, and he just did the whole Jerry Seinfeld, I choose not to run. He just shut it down, and he could do that. He really could. So we're going to have a special Buckeye show Thursday at 6 next week, and at 7 o'clock we'll have our also special draft preview show. So me and Tyvus will be here. We'll kind of change up a little bit. We'll have some surprises, but I won't tell you what just quite yet when we get to next Thursday. So we're done with spring ball. We've got that next week. And then we kind of just set sail and we're just going to sort of live in our glass case of emotions. That's the fun part. That's when the really fun season on the Buckeye Show begins. Because we just let our thoughts dominate, right? Sometimes when you got nothing to do and you're just hanging out at home, if you're taking one of those staycations, if you weren't really busy, but you had some time off of work, and then after a couple of days, you realize, oh man, maybe this isn't the best where I'm sitting here with nothing to do except for my thoughts to dominate. So we're going to think about a lot of different things about this Ohio State football team. And look, you know, front and center, the number one thing as we mosey on through the offseason, and we're going to hear bits and pieces of what these guys are doing, but certainly nothing else is going to be decided on. If you're not deciding on your quarterback by the time spring ball ends, when you are watching these guys every single day and you're getting to work with them, hands-on, real-time work between the coaching staff and the players, well, then it's not going to happen in the offseason. This is going to play out into camp. I can remember even when C.J. Stroud was named the starter, he had a year under his belt. Remember, he had that 48-yard touchdown run, I think it was, against Michigan State. And that was interesting because that was the play that made him burst onto the scene. And he wasn't really a running quarterback. Well, it was August 21st of that fall camp. So it was, you know, something like, you know, a week and a couple of days before they went on the road to play Minnesota to start that season. But it's like I was talking with Common Man back there when I got his take on it. He said it was fine. It feels fine. When you talk about the quarterback battle now and the race between Will Howard, the transfer from Kansas State, and Devin Brown, who's got the leg up on him on experience and time spent in this system, even though the system's kind of changing, which is why a lot of people have sort of maybe taken that away from Devin Brown. It's not like you don't let him have that because he's been a Buckeye and he has chosen to stick around. I think there's something about that for a guy that wants to go to the competition, that wants to battle for the job and not simply duck and cover and go to another spot where he might have an easier road to starting. And I respect it. I do. And I think if I were Devin Brown, I'd be doing the exact same thing because, okay, yeah, if I was given a scholarship to go to Ohio State and to be on this football team, there must be something pretty special about me. I don't think I want to just give that up so easily. I've got to see this thing through. And that's what he's doing. And it just makes for an interesting offseason because of how important this is. And when you put all these pieces together of what this offseason has been for the Buckeyes. It has just been hit after hit after hit. Remember going through December and January, and then, you know, all the guys that were, you know, thinking about going to the NFL draft or staying in the NFL draft, they had decisions to make, and almost to a T, everybody really except for Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's not the only one. We've got some other guys that stayed in the NFL draft, Mike Hall Jr., some of these dudes that are going to be very good. But a lot of the core guys that were going to be really impactful, especially for the defense, the two edge rushers and JT and Jack Sawyer and a guy like Denzel Burke choosing to come back. It was huge. The coaching staff, the turnover there, and, you know, losing a coach to Michigan, having a really home run hire as an offensive coordinator. You lose him to a head coaching position at Boston College, and then you quickly replenish with a guy that Ryan Day considers his mentor. A couple of New Hampshire guys, right out, you know, dominating college football. That's also kind of cool. You got a couple of New Hampshire dudes. You don't really think about the state of New Hampshire very often. I'd love to go there. I hear it's quite beautiful, but you got Ryan Day and Chip Kelly working together, and that's been a cool thing. But we want to be a little bit more than just okay and a little bit more than just fine at this quarterback spot, because they have been awesome at the quarterback position. It's almost like it's hard, right, to get everything to click into place at the exact same time. That's what's kind of fun and unique about sports, is you can't have it all. It's a little bit like life, right? You just aren't going to get everything to be awesome at the same time. You've got to pick up for slack. It's why it's a team, and it's why defense has to play in unison with the offense. But I am going to stick with my pick when it's all said and done, because I didn't see anything through spring football to tell me that Will Howard is not going to be the guy. If I'm being honest, yeah, I wish I would have been wowed a little bit more, but maybe that's on us. You know, we studied this guy. We watched his, you know, good film. We watched his bad film. He didn't, you know, hold the starting job at a place like Kansas State for his entire run there. He had a transfer guy come in from Nebraska, took it from him. He got it back. He's had some good games. He's had some bad games. He's had some okay games, everything in between. But he's that big body guy that provides the element of the quarterback run, which we have known has been something you kind of want to get back to. But it's funny, though, if you have a guy that can sling it like C.J. Stroud, and you know he would be awesome in that area, we know C.J. Stroud could run. That was the thing about it. He just, like, this, again, Seinfeld, I choose not to run. He just wouldn't do it. But Will Howard's going to do it. He has to do it, because that's a big part of the player he is. He cannot sit back there and just slice and dice and sling it like C.J. Stroud could. So, you know, I think in all the people that I've talked to, so many different opinions about this now with the quarterback situation and who it's going to be. And, you know, our guy Tyvis Powell, he's a regular co-host here on the Buckeye Show, but we didn't need him tonight because of what we're doing here. And I had him on Buckeye Roundtable for the season ending one, the finale of the show last night. And if you missed it, we kind of went down this road in the quarterback talk. And Tyvis, I've known him for a long time, and I don't take him to be a guy that just tries to be different. Smart money. I'm looking at a Sporting News list. I mean, Will Howard is being listed here as the second best quarterback in the Big Ten Conference. Our guy Bill Bender, he does Morning Juice a lot. He wrote this article. He hasn't even won the starting job yet, but he could be the second best quarterback in the conference. You think about the talent that's around him, I understand it. But Tyvis has been around that building. He spent a lot of time at the Woody. He's got the gig with the 1870 Society, so he's heavy into the NIL game. It forces him to have deeper relationships. And he just feels something about this guy, Devin Brown, number 33.
When you get into these tougher games, that's the guy that you want out there, the guy that you know that you'll go to battle with. You'll stand front line in war to battle alongside of, because you know he's gonna give it everything he got. And every time I think of Devin Brown and I just get around him and I talk to him, I get that same feeling. So I wouldn't count him out of this quarterback race. I think when it comes down to it, he might be the guy.
Ooh, could you just imagine what that day is going to feel like for Will if that's the way it goes? I mean, it would stink for Devin to not win the job as well. But, oh, man, just this NIL era and this transfer portal era, it's just weird.
I mean, I just think about it like this, Tim. If it's that close, because I think those two guys they're pretty close in talent. I think they're about the same.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, what was the point? What was the point of going out there and getting somebody else? Like, you know,
I know what you're saying, Tyvis. And I think that goes back to Devin Brown. We would have liked to see him in that Cotton Bowl. Man, they could have done something. We didn't get that game, and thinking back on it, it was such a lackluster game going into it anyway, but you did have Devin Brown. You did hopefully get that sneak peek at your next guy against a really good SEC team that year, and instead it fell apart, and then you went to Lincoln Keenholz, who feels like he's going to be, I mean, quarterback three, quarterback four, depending on what you get from this true freshman, Julian Sain, who has been very good this spring, but wasn't at his absolute best in the spring game and felt those windy conditions out there in the Shoe, felt what Big Ten conditions could be like. But that's Devin Brown with the Cortez the killer, burn the ships mentality, fight or die, fight or die. That's what we're here to do, that Tyvus has heard about. And he had this, he also dropped this on me about what should possibly happen if Devin Brown does, in fact, have a slight lead. Not saying this is the way it's going, but this was an interesting take.
They should do right by Will. If they feel like Devin Brown does have a slight edge on him, they should let Will Howard know those things so he can, try to do the right thing for his future. But
buyer beware.
I know how things are in today. You know, you want the most, you want to hold everybody, you want to ride this thing out to the end. But I do think if it does end up being Devin Brown, it kind of does do Will Howard a disservice for his last season, his last collegiate season.
You know, and I think that's to each their own. Different coaches probably going to roll with that different ways. We know what era we're dealing with right now and how guys want to play, and this was a calculated move for Will Howard to get here, but still, it's a great opportunity. If you think about it, with what his career has been at Kansas State, it's also a great opportunity for him to be here just competing for the starting quarterback job. Not to just automatically or assume you're going to get the quarterback job, but with what he was, pretty awesome deal to be here with this team around you, to have this shot to just whoop, just airdrop right in to Ohio State football history and tradition and possibly be a part of this for 1 year and then get some NFL tape together. I'll keep talking some football here. A former Buckeye keeps showing us how smart he is. I'll give you the latest example of why next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fam.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan. Ohio sports destiny. Yeah. Buckeye Talk and the latest updates on Ryan Day's beard. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Happy Tuesday, Buckeye friends. I'm Timmy Hall. Good to be with you. I'm going to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. And those two words, you don't want to hear those two words. Erectile dysfunction, bad, right? Erectile function, good. And that's what they can do for you. They can make that bad boy function. That's what they're all about right there. ED is a bad thing too. And it's just one of these things with a lot of guys, they don't want to talk about it. You can understand why, right? It's embarrassing. There's a certain type of feel that they have about that. It can cause depression, distancing. You don't have to let that happen. I've been in that facility. It's completely cool. There's no reason to be embarrassed about anything. There's a lot of guys out there that are going through the exact same things. And Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments there with success rates well over 90%. Yes, you've heard me say it. Some of them can have you last an hour or more. My goodness, that's longer than the show tonight. They've got a bunch of locations. Most importantly, two of them right here in Central Ohio, the new one in Westerville, the one that I go to for the low T treatments. That's right off of Cemetery Road and 270. Very easy, quick drive for me to get into work. You know, I get the shot right there, like in the keister there, and the sting is gone by the time I even get to the office. 10, 12 minutes. It's perfect. So call them, 800-900-9654, or go to tristatemenshealth.com. The initial visit is just $99. You get the medical consult, and if medically advised, you're going to get a test dose. If the test dose does not work in the office, your visit is free. They specialize in treating ED at Tri-State Men's Health. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. Let's get back to some football right here. I told you before, last segment, that I wanted to hit on some of the NFL draft nuggets that will be coming next week. And on this show, we're going to be keeping an eye on the career of Marvin Harrison Jr. We've just been hot in select position groups. You know, we kind of go in circles where at times there's been a lot of, you know, off, you're going way back, but offensive linemen that have crushed it in the league. We actually did have Paris Johnson Jr. sort of scratch one off there for us, and he looked very good as a rookie. You've got defensive linemen, right? You had that rush of edge guys for the Buckeyes with the Boses and Chase Young make it into the draft. But we've really been hitting with all these wide receivers that Brian Hartline has either recruited or helped develop. And boy, have they been good. And getting to watch what they do has been something else. And Marvin Harrison Jr., I feel completely comfortable saying it. It's not an if. He will. He will be that next guy. He will be right up there at the top. We've heard some big-time statements. I think Joel Klatt was one of the guys who I feel like he does. He's almost like a local broadcaster for the Buckeyes with how many games the Buckeyes are on Fox. And I think he said, you know, give him 5 years or give him 3 years and he'll be a top 10 player in the NFL. I would not put that past him. I really wouldn't. He's that good. And so CJ Stroud of the Houston Texans, of course, wowed us all with how good he was so early. He had, you know, a little off-season media session with the guys there in Houston, and they asked him his thoughts about Marvin Harrison Jr. and if he should be the number one wide receiver taken. Well, I mean, what do you think he's going to say? But it's just the way C.J. Stroud speaks about him is worthy of listening into.
Why should it be Marv? Put on the tape. He's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like, what? Like, if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like, you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it, you know. And for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes. You know, he's a worldly talent, but also his work ethic and, you know, how he gravitates, like, that room. I challenged him that last year when Jackson went down. He had to take over as leader, and he did that. You know, he's not really vocal, but he became vocal, and you can see his personality start to come out as he started to play more. And, you know, for me, I mean, I think I would love to play with him again. I know I probably won't get that opportunity for a while, but, you know, I'm super, super proud of him. And, man, who's up there, man, be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
Oh, man. You know, I do miss CJ. It is too bad that a guy that good with that much charisma and personality, you know, and the way that he can carry the room and his smile and just the way that he deals with people, you've seen it. We heard the stories we talked about on this show. And again, it's hard to tell if it's going to be real, but from right out of the gates, right after the draft, even on draft night, and just the way he spoke and just him, you know, and Bryce Young having their moment together, not really the end of their journey, but a mile marker in the journey. Like we talk about, here we are on a mile marker of the year here, ending spring football, heading off into the spring and summertime and the things that we're going to do and talk about. But CJ is just a guy like that. And to hear him speak about Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's completely right. Like, we've seen that up close. It's the way that Marvin Harrison Jr. has done things. He isn't just the most talented guy in the room, but when you combine being the most or one of the most talented guys out there and having the size and the speed and athleticism, and then you add in the work ethic, so you're constantly in the gym, you're constantly studying, and then you add in a third thing, and it's just being a great guy and having a great personality and the right kind of attitude. It is a dangerous, call that the ultimate triple threat, right? You've got the talent, you've got the work ethic, and you've got the personality or attitude. It's almost four things right there. The quartet. Oh, it's just the quintessential quartet. It's unbelievable what this guy's going to be. I can't wait to watch it. He absolutely should be the first receiver taken off the board. If not, it's exactly what CJ Stroud said.
Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
Don't think. You should use that for a lot of things in your life right there. Just think it over real quick. Be like me with the lawn. And I decided to, you know, delay when I was going to cut it. And all of a sudden, the grass is a foot and a half high and I got to put the bag on and catch it.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Don't think too hard.
Stupid. Don't think about it. Just get out there and cut the grass, dummy. Spring is going to bring a lot of water. It's going to be tough out there for you. You should have been on top of that. By the way, the Buckeye Show here is sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com. As always, 5-10 minutes after the show is done, you can just pop on wherever you get your audio and the podcast will be readily available for you. Here's an interesting thing for tonight. I mean, this is good for the Jackets, I hope. I mean, it's the end of a lousy season, but I think this part I'm about to tell you about is good. And it's bad for Michigan because Gavin Brindley left them to go to the NHL. He signed with the Jackets, 3-year entry-level deal, and he's going to debut for the CBJ tonight. I think he's going to be on the third. What line? I was just reading over this, what line he was fixing to be on. Yeah, third liner. So I like it. You know, end of the season, get your guy up there. Big Ten player of the year, 2 seasons with Michigan, unbelievable numbers. We've got a Michigan pipeline now with the Jackets. So let's bring those guys down to Columbus in a Buckeye town and see what they can do. And Jeff Rimmer's final game on the call. It's going to be something else. What a career he has had. So we'll do a lot more tomorrow. We'll see you guys at 6 o'clock. But the Jackets season finale coming up next here on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.